like a snapshot of a bunch of potential policy solutions. Bonnie named a few just now, and we can kind of talk about those as we go. But we wanted to kind of shed a spotlight on two kind of main ones today. And while I was trying to work through, like, oh, how are we going to work through this together, it seems to make sense to even, like, kind of start, right? I think our city is, like, really used to, like, how development just, like, works, how we've done it for a long time. And that often doesn't utilize sort of the process that other cities have kind of learned to do, which is, like, you have a public resource and you leverage it for a community benefit. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to walk us back and just, like, to try to get us in the mind frame of, like, what else this could look like or what we want development to look like. Sometimes we don't start there, right? We start at, like, what kind of development is coming and, like, how bad it is and how we oppose it, right? Like, development should be a good thing, right? Changing, like, investing in the built environment and development should be a good thing, right? And we've, throughout this process, made a distinction between gentrification, which is one form of development, and development in general, right? Like, that's one form of development. It's not... they're not synonymous, right? So I wanted to just grab these markers and put it out to you all. Like, what, I just want to brainstorm real quick. What kind of benefit to the community do you think development should bring, right? So if development is happening, if people are building things, people are investing in a community, what should the community be gaining from that development? Anything comes to mind. And share your name, too, because we didn't do introductions, if you don't mind.
Hi, I'm Christina. I have a contextual question.
Please.
What definition of gentrification is this group operating?
Yeah, I would say what we used in our teaching and sort of have maintained throughout, it's the reinvestment of capital in a particular place and to design that place for a more affluent class than currently occupies. Okay, so what kind of community benefit, right? If development benefits community, what are the ways it could benefit community? What are the things we want to get out of development?
Spaces for children you'll play in.
Recreation space, right? All right. That's an important thing in development in the city, right?
Decent grocery store.
What was that?
Decent grocery store.
Okay. Grocery store.
Public space,
right? So... space that can be accessed by everybody free of charge, right?
Safe, clean, durable, affordable housing.
Okay, yeah. Woo! That's right. Safe, clean, durable, affordable housing. We're going to call it STD. STD. We don't want any STD affordable housing. It's not good for anyone in the community.
Oh, well.
All right.
Jobs and job access.
Jobs and job access, right? People are building stuff. Hopefully, you often hear, right, oh, this big project's coming. It's going to bring all these jobs, right? All right, so jobs and job access.
Connectivity to other neighborhoods.
Great, all right. I like that, connectivity. Okay, what else?
Education.
So maybe improvements to schools or
some
additional. All right.
I don't know, I mean, it's like expressing... what we believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure, like community values? Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that, like, that development, that built environment should be an extension of, like, what values anchor that community. Yeah, that makes sense. Go ahead.
I think this kind of falls in line with what you just said, and
sure.
Also public space.
Yeah.
Space for a multitude of cultures or meetings.
So maybe like a social mix, right?
Right.
Or
yeah.
Like people talk about that quite a bit, right?
Community centers.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do, sure, community centers. Sorry, there's a hand in the back.
Love.
Lovely. Is that, what was the second?
Enjoyment.
Yeah. Yeah, like enrichment, right? Like, we should make our lives better, probably, right? Like,
how would you say if the development increases in value that it go back into the community? How can the, I don't know what you would call
the community
that.
Community return on investment?
Yeah.
Like sustainable economic growth, right?
So
yeah.
Shared,
like,
equity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, you said in this specific place, do we want, like, shared equity in, like, in place? Is that, does that capture it, maybe?
Yeah, well, you know how people, like, if a development increases in value, that the value goes back into the community somehow.
So, like, sustainable investment, or...
I think what you're getting at is, for people who don't flip and own property around the development, how do we benefit?
How do we benefit?
Yeah, okay, so...
For residents, you could just say shared equity for residents.
Yeah.
For residents.
Or, like, retention of investment, right? Or, like, retention of economic gain. Great. Okay. Any other ideas?
I would say so on the design.
What about the design buy?
That we have input on the creative design.
Yeah. So you want? Yeah. So input and creative design, right? So you would hope, right, that development, the way it happens, is drawing from input from that particular community, right, Pat?
Okay. You had connectivity up there. I think. Along with that should be accessibility.
Ooh, all right. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that, Pat?
I mean that you should be able to get in and out in to the neighborhood, but as well out to all of the places where the jobs are if they're not in your neighborhood.
But also accessible into and the buildings.
Physical. Sure. Mm-hmm. So visit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. I feel like it relates to some... many of them in different ways, but choice, like increased choice, and whether that's like I like to eat different foods and now there's more places, or I can choose to live here or here.
Yeah, like when you look at like global human development goals, like the central focus of that is that like development across the globe should mean increased choice for people, like that, like part of bettering your life is having more choice, right? That you're not just stuck with what you're stuck with, you have more choice.
Every community should have a built environment that creates economic opportunities with low barriers to entry.
Yeah, so
so many things are against code, and some cities outlaw food trucks or regulate. I mean, there's so many structures that make it harder for people to try something new.
Right.
And we need to be conscious of that in this way.
Good list. Wait, any, yeah, go ahead.
I'd just say like respectful community and police relations.
Ooh, all right. Let's see.
Make it like a civilian oversight board. For, like,
yeah,
police.
So you want like mutual respect in how that neighborhood is protected and policed, for lack of a better term.
Public space can be designed to increase safety and perception of safety.
Yeah, safety, right? People want safety in a community where there's investment. Okay.
Ecological green.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Right, environmental sustainability, right? You want stuff that's good for our planet and our health? Why not? That's a nice thing. All right. Any other ideas? Okay. I just wanted to do this really quick because sometimes you forget that, like, development isn't just the market, right? That, like, ideally, development is, like, the market plays one role in it. And I think sometimes we get really caught up in this, like, development only happens when you can convince a private developer to build on a particular space and that's it. Like, that's the end of it, right? That, like, hopefully what is happening is leveraging these things for community. And if the process that we're exercising to do development isn't bringing these things, then like we need to at least supplement it with something else, right? Like if the market isn't, and I think one thing we've seen, right, when we did these surveys throughout this process and we're asking people, almost nobody said that they felt, resident-wise in this neighborhood, said that they felt that the development trends in this neighborhood mirrored their priorities and desires for the neighborhood, right? Like, that's, like, the one thing everybody agrees on is that, like, they don't love the way that development is happening, right? And, like, good development should be something that people love, right? So, like, what do we need to add to the mix or change or take out of the mix to
make sure that development is happening in a way that's good for people. Okay.
I'm thinking also of pedestrian safety. Mm-hmm. Is people are cross, is a neighborhood of walking people. Cars don't really realize that as they're turning, they're hitting people. They're hitting people.
So you could say like transportation, safety and transportation, right?
Yes.
Whether that's by foot
right.
or by something else.
Yeah.
But that's really important too, right? And a variety of options too, right?
Yes.
So you don't, great, okay, that's great. All right, I want to start to turn this over to a couple of folks who are gonna teach us about community benefits agreements. But the two spotlight kind of focuses, if you will, today are on community benefits agreements and community land trust. Now these are sort of simple ideas that are big and sweeping in how they play out, are complicated, are very detailed in how they play out in different spaces. They almost never look exactly the same. But I would say that community benefits agreements really try to leverage private market development in a way that, that attaches community benefits to that process. And community land trusts are sort of an alternative way to do development that is not attached to that market, right? It's sort of like unhinging development from the market, and what are the possibilities when you unhinge it from the market, right? So it's sort of two different directions we're going to go in today, and I hope we have fun picking through them. So, Brendan, do you want to get us into the CBA talk a little bit, and we can just like you want to lay out what a general CBA is and walk us through what you know.